Are there any misunderstandings of Buddhism that have developed as it comes to the West that you would correct? That you would correct? Yeah.
That I would correct?
Yeah.
Oh, well. I don't know. I'm not on a mission. one of the misconceptions, of course, is that, say, monasteries and monastic practice are selfish, that certainly, or that Buddhist practice is selfish, by extension, and there's plenty of that kind of perception, misconception, and if you're really practicing the precepts, practicing generosity and giving, and practicing right action, right livelihood, you're really attuned to the communal nature of this human existence, and how we have to care for each other as well as care for the environment around us. So it's it's very much an unselfish endeavor that is required to progress on the path.
In terms of, the environmental effects of being a monastic, just living, visiting a place like Abhaya Giri, it's just such a simple place, and the monastics are living so simply. It's just a really good model.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that you see, that there are examples of people living skillful lives. That's a useful thing, rather than, again, trying to be on a mission and trying to convert people to the true way.